Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you once more for joining us on another podcast, on another episode of Wonder Why with your man, L Wonder. This time we are going back to a previous guest and we are going to be still talking about excellence. We're going to wrap up this thing called excellence. So go ahead, make you a drink, get you a snack, get you something to eat. If you're driving, make sure you're paying attention. And just enjoy this next episode of Wonder Why with L Wonder, featuring Tiffany Holland, as we speak on excellence for the third and wrapping up week. Thank you. Have a great day. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is another edition of Wonder Why with your boy L Wonder. And I do got a special guest this week. Just a FYI, you won't see her video, but you do remember last time she was on my show. Give a warm welcome to my smother, Tiff. Once again, she is on the phone. She will not be on video, but you will be able to hear her. Tiff, just say hello to everybody.
Hi, hello, hello, hello.
And if you can, could you please
everybody, Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Yes, Happy New Year. And if you can, just tell everybody, just for people who didn't turn in before, who are you and what did who are you and what have you been doing? What's your expertise?
My name is Tiffany Holland. I am a licensed practical nurse. I own Calisac Wellness Clinic and Training Center, where we do occupational health and train nursing assistants. So that is what I do.
So as you just heard, she just said she is she's a nurse, but not only is she a nurse, but she owns her own business, which is what we want to tap into. We are following along the lines, just like we did last year. I mean, exactly, it was last year and last week. And I did it on purpose. I wanted to really bring out this topic, which is near and dear to my heart. As you know, Tiff, you've spoken to me and you spoke life into me about owning a business, about running your own business. So therefore I started my own personal HR consultant firm where I write handbooks, policies, procedures, and everything like that. I'm not trying to do a commercial for myself, but I also, That's the truth. That's the truth. But I also do, resumes as well. So, but my HR consultant firm is named Excellence, and I wanted to name it Excellence because I feel like we should function within a level of excellence. But just to touch and me and you have had many conversations about excellence and how many times we feel like just because we are African-American business owners that people are supposed to supposed to come to us and everything like that. But I want us to speak to professionalism. I want us to speak to business owners about what excellence really truly is. So if you can you just give me a idea of what you feel like from your own perspective excellence means?
Well, excellence for me is to do to your best ability. And that's all anybody can ask. So I don't, and then I also feel like you should push yourself a little bit, always give yourself a challenge. So
I agree. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said that's what excellence is to me.
And I definitely agree. You know, I did want to shout out because I did not want to just start this podcast without mentioning that amazing win that we just saw.
Yes.
I know you are a huge Browns fan.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have on all Browns attire right now. I wish they could see me. And I'm very happy.
Yes, yes. So for the first time in how many years are we going to the playoffs?
Probably close to 20.
Yes, yes. We have it. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Browns, to the Browns. I'm not a football fanatic, but I no matter what happens in Cleveland, I'm always repping my city. Always repping my city. So shout out to the Cleveland Browns who have made it to the playoffs. So I look forward to see what we do with these next couple rounds, with these next couple
and
weeks.
Ohio State.
And Ohio State as well. As my father-in-law said, they whooped some. Well, he said he didn't say butt, but they kicked some butt. They definitely
did. Yes, they did.
So, I mean, like just like you said, you stated that excellence, and I like that. Now, I like the fact that you stated that excellence is just doing your best, because there's a stigmatism that comes with the word excellence, and it makes it feel as though we got to be perfect. I don't think that excellence means perfect. I think that excellence, just like you said, means doing your best. How can that stigmatism stump people? From your perspective, just thinking, if you think that you got to be perfect, how do you think that that can stump people from trying to strive to be excellent?
Because nobody's perfect. So that's the number one reason. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, people try to achieve somebody else's excellence. And so, as the old saying goes, if you stay in your lane, you know, I tell people all the time, you can't be me because it's already taken. It's taken.
I like that.
So be you.
I like that a lot. See, and I think that that's a very strong place to make sure we remind ourselves and make sure that we understand. And that I say that because look at the times that we're in right now. Everything is social media related, whether it's promoting, whether it's like right now, I see a lot of people just jumped on Facebook after the 4 o'clock hour. Because now that they're not only watching the game right now, everybody jumped on social media. It seems like my feed just went from 0 to 100 real quick. But we are sitting in the social media age. We are sitting in a social media time frame. I tell my wife all the time how she finds so much information and so many outlets on social media. She does her workout platform through social media. She found when we had LG's graduation, she found the signs that we put in the yard off of social media. But many times, just like you said, social media can be that hindrance because we see other people and we try to compare ourselves. Mm-hmm. Can you speak anything to that? Because I think we got a lot of listeners out here who they might not admit to it, but might fall into that category. We're watching social media and letting social media
it's always been for, you know, to me, no, I, of course, when I grew up there, you know, there wasn't social media, but there was the always trying to be like someone else. I want to dress like him, her. I want to have those shoes or, you know, whatever. And social media has just magnified it to a whole nother level. But, you know, as I try to tell young people, if I'm able to speak with them or even my own children, you know, people can fluff a lot. So everything that glitters isn't gold, you know? So I think if people had a better understanding of that, then it would be, you know, then it would be better because, you know, you look at these celebrities and, you know, you have, you know, young people that's spending their last or what could go for savings or whatever the case may be, something more substantial to get their bodies to look like, you know, the images that they see on Facebook or reality TV. And I just think that's just terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, for lack of a better word, it's just terrible.
It is. And I totally agree with you. Now, once again, I just want to remind everybody that we do got one of the most talented, one of the most creative, one of the most business-oriented women that I know. My wife call you Smother. I call you Tip. I call you Smother at times, but it is my wife's stepmother. It is it's Tiffany Holland who is an amazing business mind, who has an amazing business mind, and I really wanted to bring you on. And that what we already spoke about kind of set the stage. It set the platform because I really want to talk about excellence and excellence in the sense of business. And we've already talked about how with this social media day and age, what we do is we tend to look at everybody and think about how everybody is functioning and moving, when in reality, we need to be running our own race. And just like you said, I love how you said it. You can't be me because I'm already taken. It's already taken. Mm-hmm. Right. So in that, what made you, what made you want to start your own business?
You know, it just fell into my lap. I mean, there's no other fancy way to say it. You know, I was definitely one of those people who felt like you need a 9 to 5 and, you know, get a paycheck at the end of the week, because entrepreneurship is not that. You take a lot of sacrifices, and especially initially, you know, you spend more money than you bring in. So, and then as you grow, you know, now you have to hire other people. And, you know, it's just, it's definitely a sacrifice. And for me, I just started off as a CPR instructor, which we also do. And then when I had a nursing school that I have a contract with, and they were asking me about a TB shot. They like, do you do TBs too? And I'm like, no, but then my wheels got to spinning. And I said, but you know what? I can. So I had met this mentor of mine, Stella Unsong, and she just taught life into me. And it's crazy because I've only been in business for 3 years. Yay. But I can't see doing anything different now. And is that really weird, how you go from I'm just going to work and I'm gonna get my check and to, you know, I'm a business owner and here I am and I can't see doing anything different. But, you know, as I got into, you know, the CPR realm and start researching and said, what can I do with my licensure? You know, what will it allow me to do? And I started doing the research and the legwork. And, you know, I created a business of a clinic, which honestly, most people with my credentials do not have. So I'm very proud of it.
So, and I think that's real dope, first off. And you, like I said, you start your own health and wellness clinic. If I'm remembering correctly, right?
Correct.
And what's some of the things that you do?
We do physicals, immunizations, like TB, flu shot. No, we don't have the corona vaccine yet. we do tetanus shots. You know, we do some blood lab work. We do Department of Transportation physicals. Okay. Like I said, CPR, ACLS. And we have a nursing assistant program.
So that I think that's real dope that you, because just like what you said, what made me think of, I mean, what I'm thinking about when I'm listening to the different things that you talking about, it's like, I remember, and I used to work at Cleveland Clinic, and I remember how the clinic, I like history. So no matter where I go to, I try to figure out the history. I try to learn and try to get some type of history of every place. But it kind of sounds like the beginning grounds of how Cleveland Clinic started, with a few nurses who pulled together and said, okay, well, let's be able to provide specific health products, health situations to the community.
Right.
So it started. And I like that because I think, first off, that's honest. What you said, that it fell out of nowhere, or it wasn't like you came up with this grand scheme. You just started off, for lack of a better term, with a couple side hustles.
Right. Absolutely. And then I travel a lot for work. Mm-hmm. And so we also do drug testing.
Okay.
So when I travel, whatever hospital system I go to, we have to have a drug test. We have to have our flu shot. We have to have our TB and, you know, in some cases your titers and a physical and things and your background check. Mm-hmm. So what I had learned, what I had been doing for years, I go here for one thing, here for the other. And so I kind of combined my hustles and said, we're going to make this a one-stop shop. You know, you can stop here and get everything you need for employment or school. for your onboarding.
I like that.
And that's kind of where the, you know, the thought process comes from.
So it reminds me of, so basically what you did was you said, let's like all of these, because you knew what it took for you, you just said, I'm going to create something so that people can come to this one place for every resource that they need when it comes to medical, especially nurses, just like you said, nurses who travel. I think that's where the excellence starts at. I know it's two totally separate situations, but it kind of reminds me of how when you don't have, that's what makes you. And we were talking about this last week. I was talking about this. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. So we I don't have a problem. We're adaptable, but that's exactly what we're talking about. How when you have certain things going in certain ways, you actually are adapting in you, and that's what makes the excellence. It's not about being perfect, but it's about being adaptable. I like the, can you tell, speak on that? Because what I would like to know is, from your perspective, what's some of the, how did the excellence, because when we, just like we define excellence, and just for anybody who just tuned in, and I'm gonna be doing that periodically, Tiff. But if for anybody who just tuned in, I'm speaking to Tiff, who is a nurse, who's a nurse. She was a traveling nurse. She held CPR classes. She was actually an instructor for nursing school. And then she ended up building up her own brand, her own company, her own organization, who is like a one-stop shop for all healthcare needs. Whether it's drug testing, immunizations, or anything of that sort. She also does, if I'm not mistaken, now you might not provide the vaccine, but you also do COVID testing, correct?
I do both okay. COVID
testing, wanted to make sure I got all your information out there. But so now since we're talking about excellence, and excellence being not necessarily perfect, but excellence being striving to do your best, can you speak to me about how excellence brought you over some humps that you might have been going through, especially in your professional career? Because I know it haven't been easy trying to do this stuff.
No, and that's just a thing. You have to have, as a nurse, I tell people what we teach our nursing assistants is that, nursing, you wear so many hats, and it starts with customer service first. And I think that has trickled on. So when you have that customer service attitude, then you have that professionalism. And so when you have the professionalism, it allows you to get across a lot of humps, because, sometimes you just be wanting to cut somebody out and say, well, who do you think you are, kind of thing. But you have to always keep the bigger picture in mind. And I'm definitely a bigger picture kind of person. So it's like, if I'm unprofessional with you today for probably something that I'll won't even remember next week, what is the long-term effect of that? What is the bigger picture? What does that look like? And it's, to me, it's that old antish that you never put yourself in situations where the other party or someone like that doesn't have anything to lose. You always have to keep your dreams, your goals, and your vision in mind, and don't let anybody stop that. And then you have to have tenacity. You have to have tough skin to be to strive for excellence. You can't let anybody tear you down in their words or their actions. You have to really set your goals, and I always say, get a plan and work your plan. So
and I agree with that. I really agree, because no matter what dreams you have, no matter what goals you got going after, I believe that it's the challenge. It's not necessarily the accomplishing the goal is the end result, but it's the steps. It's the path that takes you to get to that accomplishing the goal that means the most. It's like they say, everybody got a birthday, everybody got a death date, but it's the dash in the middle That's the most important. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And I think when we walk, when we talk, especially when it comes to business and professionalism, it's that path that we take. You kind of covered, well, you covered what I was, what one of the next things that I really wanted to talk about as well. And that was excellence impacting customer service. Cause I mean, mm-hmm. let's be real. Not every time, cause they got an old mindset that says, the customer's always right. I don't believe that. And I get, look, and this is the funny thing about it is my daughter started working in fast food, and she comes off, she like, Dad, you know, they say customer's always right. I don't believe that. So she says that a lot of times, because if she come home and tell me some of the stories that she endured in her customer service. So I think it's in saying that we go run a gig up against people.
I agree with that too. Customers are not always right. And guess what? I can be wrong.
That's true.
I can be wrong.
And it's okay. So,
right.
Yeah, and that's what makes us not have to be perfect.
Right.
That's what makes us not have to be perfect. And I think that, but I think that people's idea of what customer service is what kind of throws off the game, and it kind of discourages people. Like customer service to me, I don't think customer service is trying to be perfect or trying to create a perfect situation. Because in what we do, especially what you do, and we both are associated in some way, some shape, form in the medical field. Me, I'm just part of the administrative management, and you are doing the actual clinician portion of it. So in saying that we both have, it's not always that we're able to give best news, that we sometimes we got to give bad news. Sometimes we got to get tough news, but how can I think that's where customer service really peaks at. How can you be good at giving, how can you be the most professional and show your excellence even when it's challenging like that?
It's definitely a challenge in my field, because number one, you're dealing with the patient, you know, you're dealing with someone that's sick, you know, not feeling well, or in my business, you know, someone who was supposed to get something last week, and now they have an attitude towards you because, you know, they waited or whatever the case may be. But it's hard. And then, you know, we're dealing with patients. You can almost give the patient a pass because, like I said, they don't feel well, they're in pain, whatever the case may be. But honestly, most of the time, it is the family. Mm-hmm. You really have to bite your tongue. Mm. You know how many family members tell me that they're in pain? Really? Mm. How do you know? Like, you know, it's weird how the one, and to be very honest, you know, you have to know your limitations too. And one of my limitations in my field of work is that I will never do pediatrics because, and I get it, I'm a mother, but, you know, dealing with parents with sick kids, it takes a whole lot. So wow. you do have to know your limitations and, you know, just bear and grin and know what you're doing is right. Mm-hmm. So when I'm dealing with patients or customers, you know, as long as I know that that right is on my side or it's in black and white, you know, because you deal with policies and procedures and, mm-hmm. you know, handbooks, you know, if it's in black and white, how do you argue with that?
Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it's so funny that you said it like that, because, you know, in my field, like I've never, and I'll say this, first off, I enjoy what I do. I really do enjoy what I do professionally. I work for a medical facility. I'm in management, but I also work for the government. And it's so crazy because I see, and I'm learning, especially in management, how politics have a role in so many things. It's kind of like the it's kind of like the 48 laws of what is it? 48 laws of power. It's like the book 48 Laws of Power. And one thing that it said, it talked about, you know, for like, and it spoke to a person like me, because I would like to be straight and narrow. I would like to be thorough. I would like to be by the books, by the regulations and stuff like that on a consistent basis. But this book starts off by telling you whenever you want to be in business, or whenever you, whether it's business, whether it's family, whether it's just running your own household, it will be, it's very rare that you will be able to have 100% time being straight up. And it's something, it kind of hit me, because it's like, yeah, I want to be the person who think about everybody and helpful with everybody, but it's going to be times where I'm just going to have to be straight up professional. It's going to be times where I'm going to have to be strict by the book. It's going to be times where I'm going to have to be compassionate. So I think that even with that, it speaks to being, to having your level of excellence, being well-rounded as well. Knowing how to be what when you need to be it. And I hope that makes sense.
It makes absolute sense. And, you know, and sometimes you have to be stern, you know, and I don't think that being stern, or as I say, being matter of factish, has anything to do with unprofessionalism. You know, you know, sometimes you have to be very, very direct, you know, with people. There's no room for ambiguity with them. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So you're right. It just, every situation is different.
So, you know, I think that was right on, dead on. What I would like to see, I really want to see, and I really wanted to talk to you about this, because I watch you and everything that we're having a conversation about, Tiff. It speaks to professionalism, and I think that us African Americans, we have to create a level of excellence in what we do. In my profession, I know that I have to work double as hard just to get the same recognition mm-hmm. that my counterparts will get. Mm-hmm. So I this is why I really wanted to speak to this, and I think that we all have to carry a level of excellence. Now, before we close, do you have anything else to say to the Wonder Why audience?
Yes. And once again, as I said at the top of the show, if you do you, and I know that sounds like real slangish, but it's true. You know, if you do you, and you strive for your goals, not anybody else's. You know, because with that, you know, people strive to emulate their parents, which is nothing wrong with that. But, you know, you have to be an individual, you know, so it's your goals, your thoughts, your plans, you know, challenge yourself a little bit at a time, just so, you know, or be with like-minded people, like, you know, you and I and a couple few of us have, you know, people that we set our goals to, mm-hmm. and to keep us accountable for those things. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, primarily the core of it, though, is if you set your own standards for yourself and achieve that and push yourself a little bit, then that's excellent. That's all anybody can ask for. Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. So what you just heard a very in-depth, very in-tune conversation between me and Tiff Holland. She's a business owner. She's an entrepreneur. She has a lot of different venues in which she pull in finances, because she see the idea. She have an idea of what I really wanted to talk about through this podcast, which was excellence through business. And there's a couple things that I wanted to really just recap, really just pull on, really just touch on. As I said, you know, Tiff got a lot of different things, and I'm going to put those accolades in the description of the podcast, just like I did with the previous one. But some of the things that she said, some of the things that she outlined and what she said or did was just about her level of excellence as she approached business. And that's one of the main things that I really wanted to get through with this podcast, was the level of excellence as you approach business. Reason being is because too many times in our search to start a business, in our haste to start a business, what we tend to do is allow the seeking of the business to overshadow the excellence in the business that we should put in the business, our effort. It's in reference to our effort. We have to put a level of excellence, an excellence level of effort into what we do. I always say, I don't care if you want to paint shoestrings. If you go paint shoestrings, then you should be the best shoestring painter in the field. You should definitely strive after being the best in the field, which means that you're going to put forth the best effort that you have. You go put forth the best energy that you have. You're going to make sure that you do the best job that you possibly can in that field. And what that tends to do, first off, it brings people back to you. It's just like we're starting this podcast. One thing that I wanted to do, I wanted to bring you a quality product when it came to this podcast. Now, yes, I understand that I might stutter. I understand that I might flip over my words. I understand that sometimes I might get excited and speak too fast. But what we tend to do is continue to grow. Don't let it stop you. Don't let those challenges stop you. What you can do is work through those challenges so that when you got somebody who is like a mentor, you got somebody who is a good, is close to you, or as a friend, or as a, yeah, just like I said, as a mentor, you can, they can tell you, they can give you constructive criticism and you don't get offended. Right there is a level of excellence. Being able to take constructive criticism is a level of excellence, because what we tend to do is, as soon as someone says something to us, naturally we get defensive. But what we might need to do, what we do need to do at times, is step up our level of excellence, and instead of getting offended, hear what's being said, because it could be the difference between a subpar and a billion-dollar industry, company. So that's one thing that we got to be able to do. That's something that she was about to allude to. That's something that we were in discussion about, but that's something that I really believe can benefit us as a whole, especially when it comes to excellence in business. Another thing that we should be able to do is take ownership. Make sure that you're taking ownership in your business, because what you got to remember is this: your business is a replica. Your business carries the character of you. If you have a business or whatever, even if you don't have your own business, if you are doing a job, if you're a babysitter, if you work at a daycare, if you work at an organization, that organization, only thing that I know about that organization is what you show me. So if I'm looking at you as the daycare provider or the daycare teacher for an organization, you just left me with a reputation, whether you knew it or not. It could be a positive reputation. It could be a negative reputation. I can think, oh my goodness, they are so focused on teaching my children as best as they could. Or I could also go along thinking, I will never send my children back to this place. I won't recommend it. I can go around. Your reputation, based off of how I encounter you, can make me recommend your business or your company or your organization, or it can make me talk bad about your organization. So remember that you are representation. You are the active representation of what's going on. That's where the customer service comes in at. We were speaking about customer service, and customer service is more than just the customer's right, because that's what we tend to think. We didn't really get a chance to get into it as I wanted to, but I really wanted to tap into the fact that customer service is being able to talk, just like she said, is being able to, in the nursing field, you got to deliver bad news more than you got to deliver positive news. Why? Because most of the time people come to the hospital is because they're, it's because something is going on. There's some type of ailment, sickness, something. It's very rare that you're seeing people go to the hospital for a positive reason outside of having children and stuff like that. So when you have to, even in delivering negative news, even have to deliver bad news or negative information, there's still a certain way that you can do it in a positive way. So make sure that your customer service, because and the first thing you have to do is connect to the person, connect to the customer with empathy and understanding. That is the beginning of customer service. That is the beginning of excellence. Because if I come to you and I see that you are striving to do your best, you take ownership of what's going on and you're not making excuses. Oh, I'm only, man, I can't stand doing this because, oh, this company is terrible. No, don't speak down on your company because that says a lot about you and your character. So when we talk about functioning at a level of excellence, make sure that you are truly functioning at a level of excellence because it starts within you. It definitely starts within you. And the reputation is going to come off about that organization, about the people that you support, and that's what you're carrying. In the same sense, the reputation that you give me about that organization is the same reputation that that manager sees from you. So that manager, the supervisor, whoever they are, they will be observing you, and that will lead to recommendations or not recommendations. I had a staff member who asked me, can I give him a recommendation? And I couldn't because that staff member had a negative attitude, because that staff member had actually not just negative, it was a crappy attitude. I would not trust that person to say, I would not trust that person to do anything for me. I couldn't trust the reputation. I would not put my name or my name on anything that they say or do, just simply because of the character of their attitude. And I tell my wife that, I tell my children that, I try to teach that through, I try to push that narrative through my family. Because even though Amanda is her own person, even though I am my own person, even though Lamar, Shamar, and Serenity are their own people, when you look at any of us, you see all of us. When I walk through, no matter what I do, when I do something, because they know I'm associated with the Jordans, that's what they look at and they say, oh, that's the Jordans. This is how they act. When they hear what I say or what I do and they associate that with my sister-in-law, because they know that that's my sister-in-law. So if I'm doing something around in a place where she's well-known, then that's who I'm representing. If I go to my mother-in-law's party and they see me acting some type of way, that's what they're seeing. So make sure that you carry yourself at a level of excellence, because guess what? They already go give you a bad rep. They already go look at you in a negative way. They're already expecting for you to function lower than what you should be functioning. So make sure that you keep that up. Make sure that you stay on point when it comes to your level of excellence. Do not let anybody take your level of excellence away. Your level of excellence is your level of excellence. Your level of excellence should not be dictated based off of how other people act. Your level of excellence should not be based off of what someone says to you or what someone does to you. Excellence is excellence across the board. Not just when it's nice or not just when it's beneficial. And just like with anything, you are going to be tested the most when tests come on. It's not about when everything is perfect that you can identify who you are. It's when you go through the most challenges or you go through the hardest things or you go through the most tragedies that you get to see the real character of a place or a person. I say the same thing about management. I got a chance to see the character of my managers during this whole COVID-19 outbreak and how it impacted my job. So make sure that you are strong. Make sure that you show that you're strong. Make sure that you show that you carry a level of excellence no matter what happens. Now, yes, we are human. So I'm not telling you not to be human. And no, it's not okay for you to get upset. No, no, no. Those are human emotions. We can carry those human emotions. And we should. Only thing about it is the action that you that follows that human emotion. I'm not telling you you can't get upset. I'm not telling you you can't get mad. What I am saying, how are you responding in your anger? How are you responding out of being mad? Because that's what shows your character. That's what shows that level of excellence. So I hope that you really enjoy this podcast. I hope that you really enjoy the time that I got to spend talking to Tiff. And I, once again, I do appreciate Tiffany Holland and what she does and the mentality, the energy that she brings around, because she does bring around this powerful energy. She does bring the creativity out of people. She does challenge people to step their game up to the next level. That's why I'm moving my podcast into various platforms because of some of the conversations that we have had. So outside of that, I just want to tell you that I really do appreciate you listening to this podcast one more time. I really do appreciate you coming and supporting me. I really do appreciate everything that you are doing when it comes to this. And I just want to tell you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you once again, Tiff, for showing up on my show. Thank you for being another guest. And I do appreciate it. And if anybody want to try to get in contact with you, I will put your information in the description so that they will be able to reach out to you. Outside of that, just make sure that you continue to show your level of excellence in everything you do. Show your level of excellence as a husband. Show your level of excellence as a wife. Show your level of excellence as a mother. As a father, show your level of excellence as a son or a daughter, as a cousin, as an auntie, as an uncle. Show your level of excellence as an employee. Show your level of excellence as an owner. Show your level of excellence in all that you do. Because you got it in you. Because the Bible teaches us that we have everything that we need. God has already given us everything that we need. He's already put that within us. So go ahead and take whatever. I hope you got something from what we said today. I hope you got something from what we said on this podcast. And go ahead and take that and display that excellence that I know you got. Stay blessed.